Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat buzzing with you today, talking about more regulations than you can shake a stick at with Ross Wilson. We're back on that in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
If you're a Native American who experienced discrimination from the USDA while trying to get a farm loan, you could get a payment of up to $50,000 or more. There will be meetings at the Osage Nation's Wazazi Cultural Center in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, August 2nd through the 4th, where you can get free legal help filing a claim. That's the Osage Nation's Wazazi Cultural Center, August 2nd through the 4th. Go to IndianFarmClass.com or call 1-888-233-5506 for more details and a full schedule of meetings.
EPA and overreaching with too many regulations. That seems to be the modus operandi these days of the Environmental Protection Agency of the Obama administration. Ross Wilson, Chief Executive Officer and President of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, says so many different areas that EPA is trying to push forward on quickly. Dust regulations, clean water regulations, greenhouse gas emissions. It's hard to keep up with them.
Well, you've touched on several important ones, Ron, and in the view of a lot of folks in agriculture, EPA's just gone off the deep end. They won't go through the normal regulatory process to publish and take public comment, look at the science, and debate the issue. Rather, they've shifted to what they call guidance. So they get to put that out. No one gets to comment on it. And in a lot of respects, it can indirectly have a lot of the same impact. You mentioned the Clean Water Act and the waters of the United States, navigability being a benchmark of the test of whether they ought to have jurisdictional authority over a water versus a state or some local entity. The way their guidance reads today, and in fact we and a lot of others just got through filing comments this week to meet the deadline, is that they would control and have oversight over nearly every body of surface water in the United States. That's totally unacceptable. The other item that you mentioned is dust, which is a very significant issue to our feed yards from a potential regulatory cost perspective. But it's also an issue to those that are just tilling fields and other normal agricultural operations.
Ross Wilson on a couple of those EPA battles. Of course, the other big battle out there right now that's hanging over our head with USDA, the so-called GPSA marketing rule.
We're anxious to see Dr. Glauber's economic analysis. We continue to encourage the Secretary to allow for public comment on that economic analysis before they publish their final rule, but we're not getting any indication that he's going to change his mind in the short term. If the rule is published in a worst case scenario that we have feared relative to the proposed rule, and it does actually limit the ownership and marketing opportunities in a lot of these alliances that have been so successful for the cow-calf and stocker and feeder and packer and retailer in merchandising beef and rewarding good genetics and a lot of investment by cow-calf producers around the country. If those are threatened to the degree that we expect them to be, we will go to court. That'll be the only option we have left. We hope that we don't have to do that. That's a waste of a lot of good money.
Ross Wilson with TCFA. They represent feedlots in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.